You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
One of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. All right, good morning, good morning. Excuse me, welcome to Hidden Places. This is Karen Hubbard. I'm your host for this program for the next hour. And just want to thank you for joining us. And just pray that God will speak to your heart today as we kind of put our heads together, put our hearts together, put our spirit man together, and see what the Lord has to say today. And I want to welcome Nanette Maldonado first.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then Deanne Diaz.
Good morning. I've missed y'all.
I know. We missed you too. 2 weeks in a row, right?
I know. Yeah.
I know.
I was working.
And then our brother Sean is back again.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Good morning. So just going to jump right into what's on my heart. And the Lord had given me Psalm 2, you know, and that part of that is why do the nations rage? We're seeing a lot of rage kind of going on around the country and then other places in the world. But I feel like, excuse me, the focus is on our nation today. We know there's stuff going on with Israel and Iran, and we've got many people that are praying for that particular situation. But I feel like the Lord wanted us to focus on what's going on in our nation. You know, we do have an eye to what's going on around the world. But you know, we know that there's others that are called specifically to pray into that and to, you know, they know all the ins and outs of everything. But with what's going on here in the nation and the riots, the supposed peaceful protests and all the other things of that nature, and there's many things that are planned for this weekend. They've been talking about it for a while. And, you know, we know that there's no good thing will come about when people begin to riot and assert their own will. And amen. So I wanted to read, but well, actually, let me just say this, that Sean Foyt, whoever follows, if you know of him, they were just a few weeks back, they were in California doing baptisms. Mm-hmm. There's also plenty of other ministries that are baptizing people. There's thousands of people being baptized.
Yes.
So all these new believers are coming into the kingdom, and look what they're facing now. You know, yes, we need discipleship, you know, and that's all going to take place, you know, as they go to their respective churches and houses of worship. But I think I said a few weeks ago that this is the time for the church to be up off of your duff, mm-hmm. and being involved. And the best way to be involved is through prayer. And, you know, if you have the means to be out on the street and ministering and praying over people, praying over situations, by all means do that. But Sean Foyt, yesterday he put a video out, and he was right in the midst of where all it's that federal building, wherever that is in LA, with all the graffiti and stuff. And he said him and his team began to just start walking around there, and he said they just began to disperse.
Yes.
The people just, they just like all of a sudden there were people just left.
Ooh.
So to me, that is a word from the Lord.
Yes.
That we have the authority. You know, those of us who know the Lord have the authority to displace enemies and to displace and to uproot and to tear down wickedness in the nation. It's not the government that's going to do it. It's the people, primarily the people of God and people with righteousness. With righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, and doing the right thing exalts a nation. And so I just wanted to read out of Acts 4, starting in verse 23. And this was after Peter and John had been arrested. So from let me read from verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred amongst themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them, it's manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and they cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people." This is King James, so it's
New King
little
James.
Different. I don't have time to flip over. So so down to verse 19, Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they had let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. So from verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. And they said, "Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatever thy hand and counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings,
yes,
and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word,
yes,
by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
Yes.
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul.
Yes.
And so the point being, for me, what I'm seeing is that the Lord is, this is our opportunity for the church to unite. You know, just you've been hearing me for a year or two now just harping about the people on social media, you know, that are attacking other Christians that they don't agree with. They don't like the charismatics. They don't like the way so-and-so does this. They don't like the way so-and-so sings. And these are so-called believers who are hurling out insults and threats to others in the body of Christ. So now that that's all kind of established, then now we've got a threat over the nation by really ungodly people, by evildoers. And if the church would just be able to unite against the enemy, to unite against the enemies of God, the you know, the enemies of God are those that do not want Jesus anywhere. They don't want to see it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want anything to do with it. They just want to live the way they want to live, and they don't want to be held accountable for anything that they've done. And they'll go to great lengths to try and stop you from doing the will of God in your life. So I just have a sense that, today we need to pray specifically about that, and to unite our hearts in agreement that whatever the enemy has planned, that those who are busybodies and gossipers in the church and worried about how somebody's preaching, you know, just shut it down for a little bit and gather together in one accord for a common purpose to uproot, to tear down, to dismantle, to disassemble everything that is coming against our nation and against righteousness in our nation. So I know you guys have some things you want to share, and then we'll just go into prayer in a little bit after, you know, you share the word with what Lord God has given you.
Okay. Well, I just want to piggyback on what you were saying, because I always take it a little further. Because the scripture is just, it speaks to us, you know. And so when you were mentioning about the church uniting, right, coming together and praying from that posture, praying from that place of wisdom, praying from that place of the word of the Lord for that situation, for that given time, which is very, very important. And so if you go further down in Acts 4:29, of course, I'm reading from the Voice translation. It says, and now, because this is after when they were saying, why did the nations rage, right? What you were reading prior. And now, Lord, take note of their intimidation. There is a spirit of intimidation in operation in the land.
Yes.
Okay. In California and various places where they're coming out, and they're moving in that intimidation to cause the people of God to withdraw, to retreat, right? And it says, Lord, take note of their intimidations intended to silence us. The intention is to silence us, okay? It says, grant us, your servants, the courageous confidence. We need to go ahead and proclaim your message while you reach out your hand. So as we proclaim his message, his hand, we're asking for the hand of God to reach out, to heal people, enabling us to perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And then when this took place, they gathered, it said. They finished their prayer, and immediately the whole place where they had gathered began to shake. Could this be, with all of these things happening, right, that if we would gather and unite, that shaking has to come. Mm-hmm. That shaking. All the disciples, it says, were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they began speaking God's message with what? Courageous confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. And something, just as you were just reading that, so again, these a lot of salvations and baptisms have been taking place. Mm-hmm. So think about it. You know, that the people that are newly saved are ready to go out and spread the gospel.
Yes.
You know, everything's fresh. Everything, they've just been filled. That, you know, they get their new life and they're ready to go and preach the gospel. And isn't it like very timely of these things to come and try to squelch that and try to squelch the spreading of the gospel through these new believers? Because, you know, I know when I got saved, I was in my 20s, early 20s. And man, you know, I was ready to just go hit the road and you know, be out there and telling everything about Jesus. But there's like multitudes of people all over our nation that have been getting saved and baptized. Mm-hmm. We're talking like hundreds of thousands, I believe, all through the nation.
Yes.
And churches that have already joined together to do that, to, you know, they're out bringing in the lost and preaching to the lost. So now that these lost people have come in, then we want to empower them and that they would be the ones speaking with boldness. Mm-hmm. You know, they have no filters with, you know, they haven't learned all the Christianese jargon yet.
They're not religious.
Yeah. So they haven't learned all that yet, but they will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to speak as the Lord speaks. And anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that in there because the enemy wants to stop what God is doing. Because I think we're just on the cusp of this, you know, another great revolution, really.
Yes.
A reformation in the States, in the United States, and worldwide as well.
Yes.
But,
amen.
I was looking here in this Wanda Alger's book, prayer book. She refers to Psalm 80. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Restore us, God. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. And she writes here, Lord, we need to be awakened to the promise of salvation and the power of restoration. Come, Holy Spirit, and move mightily on our behalf to awaken a slumbering church. Shine your light upon us to separate out the lies from the truth. Mm-hmm. We cannot do it on our own, so we ask you to come and manifest the might and the power of the kingdom among us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, as I'm in Philippians, reading Philippians this past week, it's a short book, and it's so powerful. The intro to it, it says, the resurrection power of Christ's Spirit is at work in us. And we're talking in Acts 4, it's talking about the Spirit fell and they had power. They had power to speak boldly and confidently. The Holy Spirit is the believer's source of strength. He is our source of strength, our joy, our perseverance, as every circumstance in life is overcome. It is by the power of God, which is by his Holy Spirit. And as I went through the book, I just circled every single place. And Karen, it's right in line with what you're saying. God is so good that that we are to be of one mind. And that means one accord, a oneness. Okay. Philippians 1 and 27, the second half says, standing fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Do not be frightened by your adversaries. And I won't even go on. But we are not to be frightened by our adversaries. Chapter 2 and verse 2. Fulfill my joy and be like-minded, having the same love, being in unity with one mind. But in humility, let each esteem other better than himself. How the enemy knows that division, a house divided will not stand. Division brings weakness. And everyone that is focused within the body, on the body, like you said, the differences of opinion, what Bible translation, interpretation of the word, tongues or no tongues, the gift of the Spirit in operation, stop it. Just stop it. I just hear God saying, stop it.
Yeah.
We are not enemies of each other. We are not enemies. We are the body. He is the head and we are the body. We need to be working together, many members of one body. We all have different calls and purpose and gifts and talents. We are not to be the accuser of the brethren. That's Satan. We are to be encouraging one another. And going on real quick into the next one that goes into, so in chapter 3 and let's see, and verse 16, according to what we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Why is this continually repeated? And chapter 4, We know that the 4 through 6, we know it's very popular scripture, and God had me in this last night. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, make your request be made known to God, and he will give us that peace mm-hmm. that passes all understanding. He'll guard our hearts, guard our minds. We do not need to worry, be anxious, or afraid for anything that the enemy of our God and the enemy of our country, the enemy of Israel, is doing. We do not. And one more down, let's see. We know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But we know in Psalm it says, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. What God can do if we join together for one purpose, mm-hmm. for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, for the will and plan of God for this time, such a time as this, for that, for the billions to be saved, for mass salvations to come, for mass healings, not on a little scale. This is going to be massive. Mm-hmm. It's going to be huge. And this is what God wants to bring. But he's trying to get our attention. Come together in one mind.
Amen. Amen.
No, I was just going to sing that song. Come together.
Yes.
Right now.
That's right.
Over me. Sorry. I just had that moment. You know, a friend of ours in the midst had said something, and I just want to share, because it's coming out from 1 Corinthians 16, and it was about the doors, right? And it said, but until Pentecost, I plan to stay, this is Paul, you know, in Ephesus, because right here, this point, because not only has God opened a significant door here, and this is for me, but I'm saying for us,
yes,
the children of God, to serve, but also just be aware that there's a lot of opposition against us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he shared some wisdom, and he said, again, remember, there's wide doors of effective ministry, and they're opening now, and there are many adversaries. We keep saying about this new season, right? Mm-hmm. This new way. And so with new assignments and their strategies, et cetera, to move inside what God has, the overall plan, the overall mission. What is the mission? What is the now word that we have to break through? What, you know, what do we have to speak forth and push as these entrances are opening so we can access, right? And we can participate, continue to be refined, function higher in the kingdom of God. And, you know, throughout the book of Acts, it talks about that, like persecution. We're gonna face all this stuff. We're gonna come against it. Mm-hmm. This is the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. So we're here in the right now. And so we must come together. We must come together. We must pray. We must know the word of the Lord and fight the good fight. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying with fist, right. But in the spirit. Maybe some are called out there, you know, mm-hmm. like you said, you know, with Sean, for, you know, to go out there and to really stand and physically out there. Yeah. Out there. Mm-hmm. There's power in that, but there's also power in coming together behind, you know, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was telling Sean earlier that, I've just had this picture, you know, being an intercessor, you know, that's what we do. And, you know, we're always in prayer, always kind of looking and, you know, trying to hear what the Lord's saying and, you know, and observing things that are happening and, you know, getting strategies on how to pray. But just think about this when, and I may not say it exactly in the right terms, but in military terms, mm-hmm. when you're going to go to battle, you know, you've got the higher up guys, you know, the generals and all those people that set out the objectives of what's going to happen. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to go, we're going to take this particular land. So what happens, they figure out how they want to do it, and then they'll send out maybe one or two reconnaissance planes. So they'll send them out, and the pilots are just looking around. They're, okay, there's a building over here. I see aircraft over here. And they're just kind of observing to see what they're up against. And so I equate that with, you know, the Lord has given prophets to the church. Even this day, many that think there's no prophets anymore, but we need prophets to kind of get a, they give you a picture of what God's doing. And so I just see that as the prophets give out, what the Lord is showing them. And, and different prophets have different things. So, but as far as militarily, I'm just comparing spirit to the natural.
That's right.
So the prophets see what's going on, and then they come back, and then they meet with other prophets to kind of confirm, this is what I see. And then the other ones, well, this is what I see. So as they're meeting together, they're developing strategies on how to deal with something. So then you've got the next line of people, which I think are their intercessors, who the prophets share with the intercessors what's going on and what they see. And the intercessors, having already been spending time with the Lord, already kind of have an inkling, but it's as if the prophets give them something to chew on and take that and go forward with that. And so that's, again, like militarily, you get your down people, your lower ranking people. And then once then you've got the stealth people going in.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking around, and they're, we got a bunch of people over here, and we've got this over here. And anyway, so all in the meantime, all this prayer is being sent forth into this particular area. And then it comes down to the troops, which is the majority of the people, which I see as in church, you got your pastor, the apostle, and then you've got everybody else in the church. So there's more of us than there are of pastors, because not everybody's called to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to where we, the regular people in church that are not called to ministry, we're the ones that make up the bulk of the kingdom and what God wants to do. So once these strategies are all laid out and the war plans are put in place, then the ground troops begin to move in, right? So if you ever seen they call it a FOB, F-O. Anyway, like on the aircraft carriers, every morning they go out and they line up the whole ship. They line up and they walk straight in a line so that they can see if there's any foreign object debris, FOD, walk down, is what they call it. So they're looking for, like a rock maybe have landed on the ship or something. So in, even a piece of paper, a cigarette butt or something. So they walk the whole deck of the ship to make sure that nothing's in the way so that the planes can take off and land without incident. But so I'm just seeing all the regular people in the church, this is our time. This is the time that God is employing each and every one of us. And whatever you are called to do for the Lord, this is the time to do it. And I encourage you to just get with other people that are seeking the Lord and, and moving and not just sitting around. And, it's like we've studied the scripture. We've got all the teaching. We're taught out. And it's time to move. It's time to put into action what we have been fed for many years. We've just been eating and eating and eating and just getting fat and everything.
Yes.
But it's time to put those things into action.
Yes.
And go in and uproot, tear down, dismantle, disassemble, dispossess everything that is in the way of the plan of God in your life and in the lives of your family and in the lives of all, you know, the ones that you care about. And in this nation, I'm looking at it from the broad perspective over the nation. Yes. It's time for the body, not the pastors, not the evangelists, not the prophets, the apostles, and the teachers. It's time for the body, the bulk of the people, to get up, get together, assemble, and move out, and go in and take possession of the land. And, you know, with regard to what's going to be going on this weekend, with whatever the enemy's planning, you know, greater is he who is within us than he that is in the world. The enemy has nothing if the people of God will get involved.
Yes.
Get involved with prayer. Get involved and just, you know, just like dare to believe that God would really do some amazing, miraculous things, and that whatever the enemy is planning will come to nothing. I don't know if I'm trying to think of a situation I've been in where, you know, maybe like with Peter and John, you know, where there's all these threats and things coming and, you know, this and that and the other thing, you know, but then you show up and there's nothing going on. I will tell you something that happened. My brother that had been put into a mental hospital because he had a bunch of issues. They told us they were going to do shock treatment on him and all kinds of stuff. And this was a brother we hadn't seen in 25 years. So my mother and I went to visit him, and we got there. So his caseworker came in the room. We were sitting in a conference room, and the caseworker came in, and it was as if my mother and I were not even there. He didn't even see us. It was so bizarre. And he just started talking to my brother and chewing him out for not going to meetings or whatever it was that he was doing. And then his doctor came in, his nutty professor doctor, you know, his shirts buttoned the wrong way, you know, the wrong buttons, hair all scrunched over the place. And it was like they didn't even see my mother and I sitting there. Mm-hmm. And so they were chewing out my brother for not going to meetings or whatever he was doing. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, I don't think we should be here, you know, as the doctor is talking to him. But anyway, it ended up that supposedly they were going to talk to my mother and I about him needing shock treatment or some kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. And it never came about. It was like they just got up and left and there was nothing. It was the craziest thing. But, you know, my mother was like completely upset about it. But I went in with faith knowing that, you know, God had control over the situation. And anyway, just saying that to say that that the devil is a liar and he, you know, acts like a bully. You know, it's the time we can't back down anymore. We got to stand up against the onslaught of the enemy that's against our nation. And if, you know, if we don't fight for our nation, then, you know, what's going to happen down the road? A lot of people, well, you know, we shouldn't get involved in stuff going on. It's like, yes, we should. You need to get involved because righteousness exalts a nation. And when you go forth with the boldness of God, as we were talking about, then, you know, God's going to see to it that he's going to, he's going to show himself strong. It's like God's waiting to show us amazing things. We want to see revival. We want to see restoration of the nation. We want to see reformation in every area in the nation, in people, in schools, in the government. We all of us want the government to work like it's supposed to. We want people to behave like they're supposed to, you know, and in a perfect world, that will happen. But we can just pray and believe that God will do great and mighty things and send this great awakening. Okay, there I go.
Wow, listen to the spirit of intercession in this room and standing in the gap, because while there's a... while there is a rage with an imagination for a vain thing, that vain thing being a plot against God and his people. But at the same time, we will not be overruled by covert interests and their calculated power plays. Because if you remember, even when Israel refused God, Moses began to intercede, and he chose 12 spies, you know. But listen to what the Word of God says in Numbers chapter 13, verse 20. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. He was talking to Moses. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. So if Caleb was to inherit land, then somebody had to leave the land, but those who defiled the land were literally spewed out. And I believe we're living in a time right now. We've been through the Jesus movement. We've been through the charismatic renewal. We've been through this prophetic and apostolic time. But I believe we're coming to what's known as a Caleb generation, for a people that know what spirit they're of, for the people who test themselves to see whether they're in the faith or not, because there's a lot of disqualification that's happening right now. And while there were 12 spies, it was Joshua and Caleb who literally entered the land. And so we can just be so thankful that God hears our prayers, he answers accordingly, and he's raising up a generation, as we said, that will not be overruled by calculated power plays of the enemy, because our God is a good God, and he's a strong God, and we're a people with a strong spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Power plays. Yeah, so in this... just want to go here because we're going to have to go to a break in a second. The power play, where is that? The people, how it says it in the, what is this? Oh, the Message Bible. Why the big noise, nations? Why the mean plots, people? Earth's leaders push for position. Potentates meet for summit talks. The God deniers, the Messiah defiers. Anyway, that was not the scripture that I wanted, but we got to go to the break because we're gonna come back and pray for a little bit. So we will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, we are back, and I was informed by Jonathan that it's been cutting out a little bit. So we know that the devil is a liar and that the enemy is defeated already. You know, that WCNO, we're over the airwaves, over every part of the airwaves, and we take back those airwaves for the Lord.
Yes.
And that no weapon formed against the station or the word of God that's going out from the station, no weapon shall prosper. So we just want to begin to pray for the nation and, you know, however the Lord's going to lead. And Deanne, if you would be the one to start off, that would be great.
Sure. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we all come together. We are in unity, oneness, one accord, one heart, one mind, one spirit, God. Humble before you, Father, us here right now and everyone in the sound of our voice, Father. We are coming before your throne of grace, God, and we are asking in the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus, open the eyes and call your sheep that they will hear your voice, follow you and know your voice. They will not follow a stranger. They will flee the stranger and not listen to those other voices, the lying voices. In the name of Jesus, we plead, apply, saturate, and smear this nation with the blood of Jesus, border to border, shore to shore, center to circumference, from the airways to the underground. We take back the United States of America for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God, for the sake of the gospel, Father God, for your kingdom to come and your will to be done, Father God. We declare the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, all your cohorts, every person working in conjunction with your wicked plans of darkness. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. Father, we loose the glorious, marvelous light of God over this nation, that anything of darkness will be exposed. Darkness cannot stay where there is light. The light of God bursts forth over this nation. Yes. And Father, lastly, I release the fear of God over this nation, over every city, over every heart and every mind of every human being in this land, Father God. And Father, we declare the fear of the Lord will grip every heart, that whoever's planning something evil, Lord God, something that is disobedience and sin to you and your kingdom, to your will, Father, that their hearts will be gripped with fear, that they cannot carry it out, that they cannot participate, that they cannot. They will shrink back and say, no, I can't do it. Father, we thank you for your divine intervention, because this is your nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We declare this nation is blessed and protected under the shadow of your wing, under the dome of legions of angelic hosts, hovering and covering right now this nation in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, even as I think of those that have been newly saved and baptized, God. Father, I just pray your protective hand upon them, Lord, that each one would not shrink back, Lord, but be filled with your spirit, Lord, ready to go forth into the nation, God. Father, to speak into the lives of those who do not know you, Jesus, and to speak into their lives, those that they may even know in and of themselves. They may know people who are planning wickedness and evil. Father, I just pray that you would use these newly baptized believers, God, to just go out and put themselves in the midst, Lord, that they would be that light shining in the darkness, and that their voices would be heard. We see many assemblies of young people and those that know you, Jesus, those that are hungry and thirsty for you, Lord. Let their voices, let their crowds, let the crowds of your people be seen and not the crowds of the wicked, that the crowds of your people would drown out the noise of the wicked. Mm-hmm. And yes. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that that their plans come to nothing, that the plans of the wicked come to nothing. Father God, I pray that whatever weapons they have, whatever physical weapons they'll grab or pick up and use, that those weapons would be turned upon them. The weapons would not work. Just like the guy who kicked that firebomb or grenade or whatever it was, kicked it back, but then it ended up coming back and hitting him. Lord, that whatever their plans are, that the plans would be turned around upon the wicked, Lord. But Father, we know that you have, these are family members. Many of these protesters, many of the rioters are family members of people that know you, God. And Father, we just pray, God, that your heart would, that they would see your heart, God. That those who know you, Lord, that they would have your heart in dealing with those that are opposed to you, Lord. And Father, that you would open their hearts, Jesus. Their hearts would be open to see you, Lord. And as Deanne was saying, that they would put down their weapons, that they would change, give them a change of heart, Lord.
Yes.
Father, that's what I'm asking, for a change of heart.
Yes.
In those, God, who maybe are just getting swept up into all of the wickedness, or maybe they think it's fun to go out there and protest and break glass and throw things and destroy things. Father, I just pray you just speak to them, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that change of heart, God, that change of heart, Lord, and that they would come to their senses. Mm-hmm. Father, we just thank you. Yes. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you for boldness for your body. For those in your body, like Sean Foyt and others that are like him, that are not afraid to just go right out into the midst of it and minister to people and talk to people. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that whatever they had been planning is going to come to nothing. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just rebuke. I bind and rebuke and bring to no effect division, discord, disunity, strife, anger, wrath, murder, criticism, condemnation, pride, envy, jealousy, gossip, slander, evil speaking, complaining, lying, false teaching, false gifts, false manifestations, lying signs and wonders, poverty, fear of lack, fear spirits, murmuring spirits, complaining spirits, hindering spirits, retaliatory spirits, deceiving spirits,
yes,
religious spirits,
yes,
occult spirits,
yes,
witchcraft spirits, including Jezebel, Delilah, and Apollyon, and every spirit of Antichrist.
Yes.
We bring them to no effect, and we speak to them this day in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, you are sovereign. You are sovereign. May your sovereignty just reign in the land. May you be known in this hour like never before. May faith arise in your people, Father God. Let the weapons of their warfare be known to them so they fight from that place of victory, that they fight from that place of knowing who you are. Lord, let there be demonstrations of the power that you hold,
yes,
your true power over the land.
Yes.
Let signs and wonders be seen in the midst of chaos, Father,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Let your peace reign over your people, Father God. Blessed are the peacemaker,
yes,
for they are sons of God. They're known.
Thank you, Lord.
They're known to be sons of God, Father God. Let your trueness of who you are be seen, Father God. Time and time again, you brought us the victory. You are the victor. You are the victorious one. You are the holy one. You are the mighty God. You are the defender, Father God, our defender. You,
yes,
are our peace. You are Lord over all. You are Lord over all. You are Almighty God. We just want to praise you right now. We want to praise you and remind people of who you are in the land, because I believe as we're doing that, courage is being infused in your people this hour. Faith is arising in this hour. Discernment, wisdom, Father God, the alertness. I just want to pray for your people to wake up.
Yes.
This is not a time to sleep. Get the watchman again on the wall. Hearing your voice, knowing your word, and speaking the word over the land. Lord, fill the mouths of your people with your word that brings life, your word that destroys chaos, your word that destroys mental health, your word that destroys the spirit of suicide, your word that comes against the spirit of intimidation, your word, Father God, for greater is he who lives in us than he that's in this world.
Many
are with us. Greater. Mm-hmm. The host of angels are backing us.
Yes.
They're all around us. But we need the word of the Lord to activate them. We need the word of the Lord to send them so they can move and do. Father God, we just pray peace over the land. And again, I just keep seeing this sovereignty like a wave, the sovereign waves of our God just coming over the land, rippling over the land, cleaning the land. Just, Lord, bring your cleansing right now in this hour. Bring your cleansing like never before over the land, removing what is not of you, removing the evil, removing it, the light of the Lord. The light of the Lord pushed back the darkness, and we carry his light. So as we go, we should have that attitude. We should have that posture that as we're going out to the world, his light is in us, and darkness needs to flee. Darkness. So I pray that every single person going that's representing you, that's an ambassador that you're sending in this hour, part of the Caleb generation, Father God, that the light in them causes darkness to be pushed back, that the darkness has to go, that when they enter, going into the cities and out of the cities and going into the land, Lord, that they bring back the victory, that the enemy is defeated in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know, and that seeing that what you had mentioned about Caleb earlier, you know, Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that saw that they could take the land, right? Everybody else saw, oh, no, it's terrible, it's awful. Yes, be like Caleb, be like Joshua. Yes, we can go in and take possession of the land. Don't say, oh, well, you know, they're planning all this stuff for June 14th and, you know, the nation's going to be destroyed. No, God is greater than anything in the church. Let's stand up and let's believe that God is going to deliver his people. He's going to deliver this nation, and he's going to bring forth a great revival. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Father God, your word says that we are to worship you in the spirit of holiness. And in that holiness is pureness, and it's a place all in of itself where we get to see things and hear things what others will never hear because they do not enter their Kadesh Barnea, that high place, that holy place, that honorable place where we are separated from and directly separated unto you. So we're not just pointing these things out today, but your word does say, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all saints. So we're not just watching and seeing, we're hearing the sound of heaven. We're ready to dance with the rhythms of heaven and to cry out for that intimacy with you that brings us into a place that we could never bring us bring ourselves. We couldn't bring ourselves there. But it's that intimate place that causes us to rejoice and to celebrate and to say that you are the God of gods. You change not, but you change situations and circumstances. And while you've placed us in charge, you really are in control. So through faith, we understand that time periods are being changed because your people hear a word from heaven and they obey that word and they speak that word. Therefore, mountains must move out of the way. We declare your people healed. We declare your people whole. We declare your people so intimate with you that they can live in that place where holiness is a reality. Not morality, but holiness that creates a spirituality for people to live to where the body is seen and known as fitly joined, framed together, compacted about by a work of your spirit. And in everything that was said in the book of Corinthians, it ends with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Father, we thank you. Your word says that love never fails. Mm-hmm. God, you are love, and you will not fail. You cannot fail. We loose a flood of your love, and we loose rivers of peace across this land.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. It's supernatural. It's not man's love. It's not man's peace. It is supernatural. We loose the fresh fire from heaven to burn up, as everyone's praying here, the impurities, the mm-hmm. evil, the mm-hmm. wicked plans of the enemy, Father God. Confuse the enemy's camp, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We dismantle, disarm, disorganize, mm-hmm. bring chaos and confusion to the enemy's camp in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We declare that God, you are for us. Who can be against us? No one and nothing, Father, because you are good all the time, and you do hear the prayers of your people. And we seal our prayers with the blood of Jesus and with the Holy Spirit of the living God. You hear, and you will bring them to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We're just about out of time. We've got like maybe 45 seconds or so. We just want to thank you for joining us today and just really encourage you to pray about everything that's going on in the nation, and know that God really wants to show himself strong on behalf of all of his people. And whatever the enemy has desired to do will come to nothing because he's already defeated.
Amen.
And we need to just stand our ground.
Yes.
With that and knowing that. So we thank you again for joining us, and thank you, Nanette and Deanne and Scene. Thank Thanks for being here. And again, if you have any questions or comments about the program, you can email or just go to the website, WCNO.com, and use that prayer request form if you'd like to give us any feedback. We would really appreciate it. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.